We're talking with Tom Buchanan, the new president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and, of course, just elected at their annual convention. And Tom, maybe first of all, let's talk a little bit about who you are and give folks a little opportunity to get a little bit of your background as you come into this new position. Tell me about your farming operation and your ag involvement.
Certainly, Ron. I'm a native of southwest Oklahoma, primarily a beef producer with certainly winter wheat. And I'm from the Altus area, and if you live in the Altus area, then you're involved in cotton, too, so I have some irrigated cotton. In addition to that, I manage Lugard-Altus Irrigation District, the only irrigation district in Oklahoma, so my agriculture background is truly rooted in far southwest Oklahoma and the commodities that we raise there.
You know, as you think about your background and as you got involved with Farm Bureau, I'm sure quite a few years ago, of course, what got you interested in serving first on the board now and now, you know, actually the highest office in the state?
Well, my first involvement with Farm Bureau primarily was like many people in our listening audience, which is through insurance side. And then early on in my life in the agriculture industry, I learned that we really needed to be able to promote and protect rural Oklahoma and Oklahoma agriculture. And so that's really what got me involved on the federation side of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. I'm a firm believer that rural Oklahoma needs a voice and that Oklahoma agriculture needs a proponent out there. And Oklahoma Farm Bureau is the one that can do that for Oklahoma agriculture and rural Oklahoma. So I'm very much excited about the opportunity to be a part of the leadership of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. We believe Oklahoma's got a bright future in front of her, and we want to be a part of that.
Obviously, a pretty big bite to be on the board, but it's an even bigger bite to be president.
Oh, certainly it is. However, I'm just one cog in the wheel. My primary duties, the way that I see those, Ron, are to get a pulse of the membership. What are they wanting? What do they need? And then work with the board they elect to set the goals and direction for Farm Bureau, and then be involved with the management team on the federation side and the insurance side to achieve those goals. So, again, I'm just one cog in the wheel that makes this whole thing work.
Obviously, within the state, largest general farm organization, but Farm Bureau and the other agricultural organizations, commodity groups, and others that represent various segments of rural Oklahoma have had a good reputation of working together.
You bet we have. The demographics of Oklahoma are changing. We're becoming more of an urban state. So it's very incumbent that the rural Oklahoma partners, and that is all of the ag groups, all of the commodity groups, do work together for a common cause, and we truly do have a common cause. While there's wheat and cotton and soybeans and corn and beef and pork and poultry across Oklahoma and pecans and some of the minor crops, you know, we all have the same needs, and that is to be able to have private property rights protected. It's to be able to access our natural resources and then have the ability to get those products to market. And regulation, certainly we're always concerned when regulation starts up. So we all have common cause and common need. And because of our dwindling numbers, just because of economy of scale anymore, it's incumbent that we all work together. And I'm very proud to say that we have in the past. And I look forward to doing that into the future.
Tom, you know, obviously your role with the irrigation district in southwest Oklahoma does really give you some unique perspectives on water and the need to have a good state water plan and try to work that plan. What do you see as we've developed, obviously, our state water plan over the last few years? How do you see things working out to make sure everybody has the water they need inside the state?
Ron, I certainly come with a different viewpoint to water in that I was raised in southwest Oklahoma, a water deficit part of the state. Raised in the Altus area where we have the ability to access water annually until this drought hit us. And I see what the availability of water to agriculture can do into a local community. It's a giant economic driver that can truly keep economies growing not only locally but across the state. So then when I have the opportunity to look at Oklahoma as a whole and our water resources that the state really has, I see that we're wealthy and have a giant resource out there that I believe is untapped. We spend many, many days during legislative sessions allowing oil and gas to grow, developing regulations that make them better because Oklahoma grows. They're a natural resource. We've also recently discovered another natural resource in Oklahoma that we also spend legislative sessions. How do we promote and allow this to grow so that Oklahoma benefits? And that's wind energy. So when we look at the natural resources of Oklahoma, we have a past history of developing those so that all Oklahomans prosper. And I think water can be exactly the same type of issue. Now, it is a little different in that it's a requirement for life. So I would never be about the wasting or the pollution of that natural resource. But I have become aware that there is a large quantity of water in Oklahoma, very high quality water in Oklahoma. And then there are also deficit parts of the state that need more of that water. So if we truly put our thinking cap on and go to work and come up with a plan that benefits all Oklahomans, and we can answer the question for all Oklahomans that our water is truly taken care of into the future, then Oklahoma will have taken a giant step forward to being prosperous far into the future.
Of course, the delegates at your convention, they had quite a discussion about water, even the language of studying how maybe you would move water from surplus areas to deficit areas.
You bet we do. Agriculture understands the need for water. Agriculture understands the need to be able to access high-quality water and in quantities that can make us successful. But we also understand that each individual region has needs and has wants of their own. So we're certainly not saying that we get the shovel out and start digging the ditch today, but we do believe that it is more than valid to look at and explore and study that opportunity. Is there water that's in abundance in certain areas, and is there areas that need water? Now, that seems to be pretty plain right up front, but we do need to really quantify that and make sure. And then what's the feasibility of actually being able to take that water and allow it to be used across the state to benefit the state as a whole? So we believe there is some real legitimacy in doing that. We're just not ready to jump feet first and say we're going to make that happen today. Let's look at it. Let's make sure we take care of everybody in the process. And make a good plan that all of Oklahomans can benefit of.
I'm sure one of the things that you've looked at over these last few days as you've taken over this new role is the policy positions of the delegates of just a week or so ago now. And what kind of sticks out in your mind as you look forward to the 2014 legislative session?
Well, Ron, Oklahoma Farm Bureau always has been, our cornerstone's been private property rights, and it always will be. Our mission truly, I believe, is to promote and protect Oklahoma agriculture and rural Oklahoma. We need to remain cognizant, though, of the challenges in front of us as we try to achieve that. In my mind, one of the biggest challenges is that of, I mentioned it earlier, the changing demographics of Oklahoma. And our urban neighbors certainly have wants and needs. And so how do we meet the needs of our urban neighbors and still allow rural Oklahoma and Oklahoma agriculture to prosper? Oklahoma Farm Bureau is committed to being at the table as those solutions are found, and I believe there are solutions out there that can benefit all of us, and we are committed to being a part of that and growing into the future with all Oklahoma.
Finally, you know, obviously Farm Bureau part of American Farm Bureau, Oklahoma Farm Bureau part of American Farm Bureau, and you'll have some duties within that body as well. What sort of things do you see you wanting to advocate based on your Oklahoma base to AFBF?
Well, certainly. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is very active locally and within the state borders to promote rural Oklahoma and Oklahoma agriculture, as we've talked about. But on a grander scale, American Farm Bureau Federation allows Oklahoma to be involved on that larger lobbying side. And truly, many of the regulations that hamper producers today are coming out of D.C., the Environmental Protection Agency, and, of course, U.S. Fish, and all of the environmental side that is certainly required to keep us safe and abundant with our natural resources. At times, we feel are handcuffing us, so this will allow Oklahoma to have a front seat as those discussions are ongoing. And certainly, Ron, we would be remiss if we didn't talk about our U.S. Congressman, Frank Lucas, who is the chairman of the Ag Committee today, which is extremely important position for Oklahoma. And we want to be able to work hand-in-hand in achieving what Oklahoma needs with him in this process as we develop a new farm bill. So that will be our priority number one.